This episode is sponsored by my Patreon supporters. Thank you so much to Christina N., Earl B., St. Peaches, Terrence C., thank you to Carlos C. and Bonkers. A huge thank you to Viden A., Jordan, Roman, Philip, Mona and Luna, Legion, Hannah M., Brizo, and Abby R. Thank you so much for being here. If you're interested in becoming a patron to help support the podcast, then head over to patreon.com/tabitabipod. Choose the tier that fits your interest and enjoy early access, exclusive episodes, and more. Remember, it's patreon.com/tabitabipod. Mabuhay, and welcome to Tabitabi Podcast, a show where we explore the fascinating and often mysterious folklore of the Philippines. I'm your host, Ethan, and I hope you're all doing fine. Remember to take care of yourselves and prioritize your well-being. Thank you for making Tabitabi Podcast a part of your week. Now, in today's episode, we are diving into the majestic world of the Sirena. So with that said, settle in, my dear listeners, and let's begin. Mermaids, often referred to as sirenas in the Philippines, are mythological beings that have captivated people across the globe. From European folklore to the rich tales of the Philippines, these enchanting creatures have sparked our imaginations with their magical abilities and alluring voices. In European folklore, mermaids and mermen were believed to possess prophetic powers and a deep appreciation for music. While considered mortal beings without souls, their extended lifespans made them formidable and mysterious. However, in the Philippines, sirenas take on a unique identity within the realm of merfolk. According to Mr. Maximo Ramos's book, Creatures of Philippine Lower Mythology, sirenas are classified as merfolk. Merfolk in the book means people of the sea. They are fish with shiny scales below the waist and good-looking humans from the waist up. The sirena are also said to be part of the Encanto family, specifically the Bantay Tubig or the mythical water guardians. Although there are other creatures under the Bantay Tubig category, such as Siokoy, Ugoy, and Kataw, we'll focus on the famous sirena today. With their long, curly hair and enchanting voices, sirenas possesses a captivating presence. Their upper bodies resemble humans, while their lower bodies are adorned with fishtails. Sirenas are known to inhabit underwater realms, beckoning to unsuspecting men with their seductive voices. In the Philippines, mermaids and mermen have different habitats compared to their European counterparts. While European merfolk primarily inhabit saltwater environments, Philippine mermaids and mermen can be found in various freshwater locations such as rivers, lakes, basins of waterfalls, as well as in bays, gulfs, and seas. Stories from different regions, such as the tale of the Naiad at Botokan Falls in Laguna, speak of encounters with these fascinating creatures. Legend has it that a peasant girl, drawn to the falls at sunset, encountered a sirena. Allegedly, the girl heard her name being called and she saw a sirena in the water. The sirena beckoned for the little girl to follow her, and the sirena led the little girl to her cave, where she was bestowed with wealth and gold jewelry. The sirena, on the other hand, cautioned the small girl not to tell anybody about the source of her unexpected wealth. However, hiding this was challenging, especially when your mother is the one questioning where you obtained the gold. The little girl, when she got home, eventually told her mother where she got it from, and the gold vanished. Another sirena encounter story I found in the aswangproject.com in an article written by Charity Bayer Bagat Singh, and this story came from the Bayer Ethnographic series. The story is entitled The American and the Sirena of Amburayan. And the story goes like this. This is a story about a siren living in the Amburayan River in Tagudin during the American occupation. The chief architectural engineer, an American, resided near the river while overseeing the construction of a bridge. The mermaid became infatuated with a young man who possessed light blonde hair, sky blue eyes, and sun-kissed golden skin. Every night, she would serenade him beneath his window, inviting him to meet her at the half-finished bridge. After a week passed without any response from the man, the mermaid felt insulted and wondered why he never acknowledged her presence or approached the water's edge. Unbeknownst to her, the American had an extreme sensitivity to foul smells, and the rotten fish-like odor emanating from the mermaid made him sick to the stomach, causing him to faint. Determined to uncover the causing of his fainting spells, the American tied a bandana around his nose and armed himself with a loaded rifle. On the same night, the mermaid, intent on making the American her husband, transformed into a human and knocked on his door. To his surprise, he found a beautiful scantily clad woman with ankle-length hair standing before him. Speechless, he gazed at her mesmerizing appearance. As the mermaid leaned in to kiss him, and the American finding no harm in accepting a kiss from this unusual maiden, he removed his bandana. But in an instant, he recognized her as the repugnant creature whose odor had rendered him unconscious. The mermaid, seeing the panic in the American's eyes, grabbed his legs as she attempted to drag him towards the water's edge. Amidst their struggle, he pulled the trigger of this rifle, causing the strange lady to vanish instantly before the silver bullet could pierce her scaly body. Frightened by the experience, the American resigned from his position, boarded the first ship back to the United States, and never returned to the Philippines. While sirenas are often depicted friendly or nice in some tales, not all stories have a happy ending. Sirenas are known to use their enchanting voices to lure unsuspecting men, especially fishermen, to their demise in the water. Similar to the American and the Sirena of Amburayan story, a sirena with a captivating voice continues to sing until she attracts the man she desires. Guided by her enchanting melody, the man seeks out the sirena and becomes entranced by her voice. Once under her spell, she takes him to her underwater kingdom, where the man becomes the sirena's partner. Trapped by the spell, he is unable to escape their enchantment. Sirenas are known to give power or grant their lover the ability to survive underwater during their time together. However, it is said that if somehow their lover manages to return to land, they will meet their demise before being able to share their encounter with the sirena to other people. In some stories, a sirena may offer her realm's riches to the man she loves as a way to entice him to return to her domain. It serves as a tempting bait to captivate his interest and draw him towards her, so be very careful. Now, have you ever wondered what kind of delicacy a sirena eats? Contrary to popular belief, sirenas' dietary preferences seem to favor vegetarian fare, as mentioned in the book Creatures of Philippine Lower Mythology by Mr. Maximo Ramos. In an Ilocandia story, a sirena can temporarily transform into a human, shedding her fish parts to buy vegetables from the market. In The Boy and the Mermaid story, a sirena who managed to lure or bring a boy to her realm tests him by questioning his vegetable consumption. His response would determine whether or not he is going to live or survive. The way I interpreted the story is that the boy was aware of what to answer because of the stories told in his village. As a result, the boy replied that any vegetable, except those with tendrils or leaves with curly tips, was acceptable. The sirena, pleased with the boy's response, asked the second question. She inquired as to whether he ate fish or meat. The boy replied no. The sirena, delighted with the boy's response, is said to have said, Had you told me that you used to eat boiled squash tops with tendrils and young ferns with curly tips, you would have become my enemy. Tendrils and curly fern tips are part of a mermaid's hair. You must also know that since half of my body is the body of a fish and half is the body of a woman, I am a relative of both fish and people. So he who eats fish is my enemy. With that thought in mind, is this why the Serene drowns fishermen? Because they are taking their relatives? Just a thought. Alongside their captivating allure, sirenas are associated with darker legends. For instance, there have been stories of children or teenagers drowning in rivers, with some attributing these incidents to sirenas. Some believe they demand a yearly tribute in the form of human lives, often young children who tragically drowned. These stories serve as cautionary tales, warning people to stay away from treacherous waters. A notable case is an incident near San Juan del Monte Elementary School in a Manila suburb. It is believed that the sirena, inhabiting the area, drowns a child in the river behind the school every year as an act of retaliation. Retaliation from what? I don't know exactly. Similar occurrences take place in Bucau River north of San Francisco, where the sirena reportedly claims children's lives during the rainy season. However, we have to take note that these incidents may be simply accidents caused by the river or the stream's instability due to the rainfall. The sirena story may have emerged as a means to deter children from engaging in risky behavior near or in the water. Now, the sirena apparently has a particular method of drowning its victim, which is similar to the technique used by the berberoca. It is believed that the sirena possesses the power to manipulate water. So first, she would make the water seem to disappear temporarily. And when an unsuspecting individual approaches the area to investigate, the water would swiftly rise and engulf the victim. Once submerged, the victim will feel the sirena's arms wrapping around them as she takes them to the depths of the sea. Remarkably, the sirena grants the victim the ability to breathe underwater, ensuring their survival in this sunken state. So they may live forever with them in her realm. Protecting oneself against sirenas involved old faiths and rituals, because it is said that these mystical beings fear steel, silver, and gold. So best that you carry one of these things when you go out to the water. Carrying a bolo, a large knife, may offer some protection as well, as stories tell of individuals escaping the clutches of a sirena by using these tools. However, the safest course of action remains avoiding bodies of water altogether. Throughout history, sirenas has fascinated and inspired storytellers, leading to their depiction in popular culture. TV series like Marina, Jezebel has captured the imagination of audiences, exploring the mythical world of sirenas and their enthralling narratives. And that concludes the fifth episode of the podcast about the majestic sirena. I hope you enjoyed listening and learned something new. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Or you can always become a Patreon member and get cool benefits. Just head over to patreon.com/tabitabipod. You can always donate via GCash. The info will be posted in the description. Once again, thank you so much to you, my dear patrons, and to you, my dear listeners. Thanks for continuously supporting the podcast. Please stay safe. This has been Ethan, and thanks for listening to Tabi Tabi Podcast. Join me next time to discuss more Philippine creatures. Bye!